LFM Indus do TAA special take 3 or 4 or 5. Fuck knows. There we go. That's all good. Alright, stand by now, folks. Thank you.
Oh, Tesco's, I love you! Come and cream over me now, you know what I mean? Yeah. But I won't let you know that side of me. I won't let you in like that. No, I won't let you in like that. I'll just show the blue and white and the red, the blue and white and the red, the blue and the white and the red, blah, 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 blah. Fuck it! I'm a Tesco's man. Tesco's to the bone. I'm a Tesco's man. Tesco's to the bone. You know I've been shopping, and I'm on my way back. I bet you wanna know what's in my bulging sack. I got 2 for 1, but one got 1 for free. Oh, I love it, baby. You should come shop with me, you know what I mean? Oh, I'm a Tesco's man. Tesco's to the bone. And when I get ugly, old, and fat, I can shop there from home. You know we've got the market covered. We're popping up more and more. What once was a grubby corner shop is now a big superstore, and I love it more. Oh, totally Tesco's. I got nothing to fear. It'll be you wishing you signed up for that club card as 2012 rolls near. And all you university students, forget your self-respect. Cause when the shit hits the fan in the real world, Tesco's will be there to help you work off your debt. I don't care about the farmers. I got nothing to hide. But don't be surprised to see tractors without Tesco's logo on the How dare you talk about the freedom of the common human? How dare you talk about liberty? So when you organize your bloody crusade, get on your knees and think of Abu Ghraib. And when you propose a peaceful coalition, the trust is lost, get set for extraordinary rendition, my friend. It's another generation given love on a TV screen. Well, how can we expect them to know any better? Another advert makes them giggle as the bloodthirsty reality goes unseen. I wouldn't mind so much if I could turn away, but the one eye is everywhere, do you know what I mean? It won't be long before the blatant earth rape and resource abuse is over. Do you really think that we would not make a difference? I guess the mother of is gonna stop the machine when she runs dry. It's so chic to peek for the children.
I'd be interested to hear what's your side of the police story. They're pretty cool now.
Yeah. Still need to hold it down quite a lot because I think they will be back. Is it on now? Yeah. Because they kept coming down and saying, yeah, no problem sort of thing. And generally we've always held the building down before until the owner gets there. We have been really tight on security. And this time because the neighbour was so cool about it, they weren't complaining.
Thank you. Thank you.
For the future, cause a mutant deafest culture is out to pollute ya. But hold up and wait a minute, you say? Just as long as it will take to realize you're stuck right in it. You're polluting up your body and your brain. Oh, how we love this psychopathetic food chain. It seems to me there is dashed on the shelves of insanity. Blocking our ultimate reality. The condition of the third eye has got much to do with getting high. And still more to do with why. You never want to look inside beyond the mocking blind spot that says, come on, see what I've got. It's the mind in control on the roll. Think you're so hot. Oh, I'd like to attack myself. We're not taking charge of my health, but is it really that bad? I don't know, but it kinda makes me sad to see food that is so sellable. So, just cause it's so sellable, that's terrible. Now what of my attack? Well, I think it's on the wrong track. So perhaps it's a store that offers so much more to an underprivileged community. Yes, that means you and me, cause I put it to you that we are slaves to a drug that is tasty, to a drug that is pretty attractively wrapped up and sensualized on my jelly. And I'm living in a spiral. Yes, I'm living in a spiral. I'm living in a spiral and I'm putting up the final moment. Oh, sounds like death. Whoa, and I guess I'll see you there. It sounds to me like death. I see you there. And you just know it sounds like death. And it sounds like death. And I guess I see you there, brother, sister. Culture, cultural technique, so you think. gotta get human symbol. Deep inside I symbolize humanity. We haven't been here long. Just enough to see the age of technology. Now we think we're strong. But how can that be when we are using up resources like they're going out of style? And when our whole planet is an arena of forces who seem to have lost their smile.
Hello.
I'm a soul symbol. Deep inside I'm helping you to take it easy. There's no need to fear. Just slow.
Okay, I think this is on. Oh dear.
Yep.
Okay. Just adding to a list of technical difficulties. Well, I better hope it's coming out. Let's not turn that up. That's we're gonna play another bit of an interview. This time with Larry, who's down at the TAA as well. So let's put that on. Cthulhu 23 is just outside, so hopefully we'll have him on a minute. And later on, Bin Ray and Catherine Frank. So here's the
hope. God damn it.
Yeah. The, I'd be interested to hear what the your side of the base story. They're pretty cool now.
Yeah. We still need to hold it down quite a lot. On that. Yeah, they kept coming down and saying, yeah, no problem, sort of thing. And generally, we've always held the building down before, until the owner gets, been really tight on security. And this time, because the neighbours were so cool about it, they weren't complaining. They were letting us park in their car park that people normally pay to park in. So, yeah, we can have that bit there, keep getting on with them.
Hello!
And they said they're quite interested in what's going on. And then, please check the windows, have a look around. Yep, okay, yep, fine, no problem. As long as it's not a rave, we let them know that there wasn't speakers in the building and stuff like that, and told them what was going on. And then I was asleep in my van and actually having dreams, nightmares about fighting the coppers. Maybe I could hear it and sleep. Sort of hear what was going on, and I could tell there was something going on. And someone said, move your van, and came out, and there was the police had basically managed to get in the building with the owner. So technically, we had sort of lost our rights. We had sort of lost control of the building with the owner and the police inside the building, the roller shutter at. Because basically people have been quite slack, because people were getting quite casual, and people were using the roller shutter door quite regularly and leaving it wide open and stuff like that. And so once the police were in, basically they were saying you've got to shut it down in half an hour, blah blah blah. And we were basically refusing and staying there. And the argument went on for a long time, and police got shown around police on enforced on ponies, horses, white horses came down, and the rave squad came down. They were just as sure that we were doing a rave, wouldn't believe us that we weren't. And we kept saying, have you spoken to Bedminster Police Force? Have you spoken to Old Market Police Force, which are two police forces which didn't know that we've done it before, and we've not raved it. And they've given us personal names and contact numbers and stuff like that, and they basically said, okay, it's fine, sort of thing. And they kept saying, we'd be adamant that they had spoken to them. And then we eventually found out that they hadn't actually been really communicating with the other police forces. We managed to give them a specific name, a copper that had basically we've been liaisoning. Whatever the word is. With before. And
that's my brother.
So we gave a specific name and a specific number, and they phoned him up, and he basically said, yeah, you can trust them. We don't think they're gonna do a raid. And so the coppers said okay and chipped off basically. After ages of, there was a point when the owner wasn't in the building and most of the coppers had left, and there was only two police left in the building. We shut the roller shutter on them, and there was just two police left in the building, and we were saying, look, leave the back door, this is our building, section 6, that spot. And somebody else jumped in and opened up the roller shutter again, saying that wasn't the right thing to do. Police drove their car in under the roller shutter, so then we were fucked.
A hammer.
We had no security in the building.
Yeah.
The roller shutter was just out.
I put my hammer back in the van.
But,
I was so.
Yeah, it worked out all right. The best thing that sorted out was basically negotiating. So you've got to remember police names and numbers basically to contact. Because, the Bristol rave scene used to be quite hectic. It used to be an understanding. Used to be a big rave sort of thing. And the police, it was a comfortable, we always packed up by 11 in the morning. The Bristol City Centre could get raved. And it just got rinsed every weekend for like a year or 2 years.
And
it got more and more central. People kept using the same venues again and again. And then basically the police just got rid of the top side cameras getting rigged every weekend, and people just got bored of fighting with the police all the time.
Yeah,
something like, the other two of these exhibitions I've been to, I've definitely got the impression that people seem quite sort of like surprised that it can be a community event in a squat without the police closing it down. But it does seem to be, and it's the same in London, that once they see that you don't have a sound system, I think it's good.
I mean, it's because, like, Bristol, I think, a bit different to London, because it's quite sort of, there's only a certain amount of buildings, and the city centre is sort of, I don't know. They did get really heavy for a while, basically, and people, the numbers started dwindling, people sort of started to lose faith a little bit in the rave scene. So the point that, you know, now we can sort of come together and actually get to know each other a bit better over a longer period of time and actually squat a warehouse building. I mean, Bristol, whenever you squat a warehouse, it only lasts about 3 weeks. People just have you out as soon as they can. I don't know if it's pressure from the council, pressure from police or whatever, but whenever we've squatted warehouses, you never get longer than 3 weeks. So, you know, in London, I know there's, like, probably quite a few big warehouses that last up for a bit.
People can get away with it.
It's slightly different over here, really. So, yeah, it's not quite like Barcelona.
So, in fact, it quite gears up to the sort of temporary autonomous thing in that respect.
Yeah, it is actually temporary. It's like 3 weeks or whatever. Usually it's the longest you get in a warehouse.
And what do you think about the artwork in terms of, like, in relation to maybe before the other ones that happened?
Yeah,
it's just sort of different to what I'm used to. I've never been to an art exhibition before.
We've done these twice before. And the artwork is different this time. We've got different range of sculptures. The last two exhibitions, like the first one, we had lots of really big sculptures made out of scrap cars and stuff. They were really big, really impressive. And then the second exhibition, we used the same sculpture, main big sculptures that we used in the first one. So it's good that this time we've managed to not repeat ourselves again. We've got a whole new sculptures and paintings and stuff like that.
What I was liking was the material to actually make sculptures.
Yeah, the junk sculpture.
That's really good. The stuff that says, like, please use kind of, that kind of open access thing is excellent, I think.
A lot of the sculptures are made when we're down here. Turn it into stuff. And it's generally like, I mean, it is a lot to do with the sort of, you know, seeing some quality artwork, but it's also got a lot to do with just getting to know what everybody does and just everybody actually just, you know, I mean, getting together and doing it, you know, the whole scene, the rave scene, whatever, people just work together. And the amount of people I've got to know through doing the art exhibition is a lot more in a way. I mean, what I got to do through raving was like, it was different. It took longer, I think, this way, because everybody's sort of like suddenly there with their artwork, showing all the stuff that they do, and everyone's chatting about what they do, seeing what they do in their spare time, as opposed to just what they do when they're off their head in front of a sound system.
Right,
sort of
it's maybe possible to remember someone's name the second time rather than the 40th time. All right, mate, it's good to see you again.
No, you don't even ask any.
Yeah.
All right, mate. How many times have I bumped into you?
Shitloads of times, right?
I'll tell you this now, I'm stuck for your name.
I'm actually stuck for yours as well,
you know what I mean? Right, and I know this man, right? We've helped each other out, and the other time we took rocks over to do our artwork, and, you know.
Larry.
Tony.
anything else you'd like to add about?
I think generally it works really well. It's nice to have connections with Brighton and London and Wales and that kind of thing. Mainly Southern England sort of thing, but we sort of got sort of networking a little bit between each other. And I hope they'll start doing them in other cities as well, so we can sort of, they do them in London, that's cool. We could have other little cities start having a little go at it sort of thing. But generally I think it's something that works really well. Yeah. It works really well in conjunction with the rave scene, I think. Just, you know, the whole art and music thing. So, yeah.
That's all right.
Thanks very much. Okay, right. Should I just ramble? So, are you going to edit it?
Yeah. So, we're here with.
Okay. Bristol Temple, hello people. Bristol Temple Transfer Zone. 7th or 10th of this year. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Spaz Rammer on LFM. That's just not coming. There we go. That's a bit better. You're listening to Spaz Rammer on LFM. We're in Bristol, and we're here for the Temporary Autonomous Art exhibition, which we're attempting, somewhat sketchily, in the LFM style, to do a feature on. Now, that last track, Jess is here to tell you it's going to be on a compilation.
It is, yes. That track and many, many others for some fabulous people that I'm sure have been featured on LFM over the months is going to be on a compilation CD called Squat Breaks, which will be out soon in a squat near you. Yes.
Thanks, Jess. So we're going to have Cthulhu 23 on very shortly. Just Cthulhu. He's gotten younger. We're going to have him on shortly. He's just pulling through some records. Oh, crikey, I can hear that. Cracking, crikey. But we're going to have one more from Spaz Rammer before we're out. Yeah, we are.
We'll be right back.
So, Spazrammer on LFM in Bristol.